there's a new thing in space. Technology? I don't know. Frontier?
Another junk car from Tesla?
I don't know how I feel about this one. I love space. I think, you know, NASA's amazing.
Yeah.
But, okay, here's the headline.
Okay.
Hollowed out asteroids could transport humans.
What?
That's where I'm at. Huh? Hollowed out asteroids could transport humans. It says, forget spaceships. Future travelers could travel between stars on giant hollowed out asteroids.
I would kind of like the comfort and convenience of a spaceship.
Well, yeah.
As opposed to a hollowed out asteroid.
Students and researchers at Delft University of Technology are designing a starship they say will be able to keep generations of crew alive as they cross the gulf between stars. Called the Evolving Asteroid Starship, the project would create a gigantic city-like structure on the asteroid, allowing travelers to stay on board for decades at a time. According to a video of the system in action, dozens of rockets would be attached to the asteroids, allowing operators to propel it and control its directions.
Decades at a time. I'm just imagining all the space kids saying, are we there yet?
Right! I don't know that I want to travel on a hollowed out asteroid. What if you run out of toilet paper?
Right?
That's what I want to know.
Why do you pack that many supplies?
Right.
Car snacks.
I mean, I guess they'd have to have factories and stuff on city-like. I don't know.
Big asteroid.
I guess. So a guy in British Columbia shared a video of a moose. It's a cute moose.
A moose on the loose?
A moose on the loose. He wandered into this guy's garage and started to lick the road salt off of his pickup truck.
Reuse, recycle.
Right. It brought back memories of a certain tale I once heard told by a man that I know who just happens to be a guest caller this morning. Are you there, sir?
I am over here, yes.
This would be my husband, Dean.
Good morning,
Dean. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Dean, you've had a similar experience. It wasn't a moose, though. Can you regale us with a story, sir?
Well, honestly, I don't know what type of animal it would be. I can only presume that it was the Wisconsin Holstein.
Okay.
I'd pulled my work truck into a pasture area. We had to open the gate, of course, pull the vehicle in, and then close the gate behind us. Well, we parked in that area to do the survey work, the gathering of information that we had to do. And we didn't even think about where we were parking or the fact that our vehicle was completely covered with road salt. We were away from the vehicle, out of sight of this work truck for probably 2 hours or more. And when we came back, we found the whole truck had been licked from front to back. And it wasn't a clean lick. This was just obvious tongue marks covering the entire truck.
Did you ever see an animal anywhere near your truck of any kind?
At no time did I see an animal near the vehicle.
You had phantom
licks. Just a stealth licking.
It could have been ghost cows.
It could have been any number of animals. But,
this is true.
I mean, but large lick marks all over.
Blame it on the Holstein.
That's what I'm going to go with. It was a farmer's pasture. I'm guessing that's what was in there.
Meanwhile, that poor farmer's like, wow, the cow sure drank a lot today. I wonder what that's about. Wash your vehicles, people, because salt attracts not just rust, but apparently animals.
If you were an out-of-stater and that happened to you, I just don't even know what you would do. So.
It was an unusual pattern to come back and see on the finish of the vehicle, that's for sure.
Did you have to get it washed on your way back to the office?
We kept it around for a little while in that condition just for the novelty of it so we could show people what had happened and
nice.
and have a good laugh about it. We washed it shortly after.
Sure. I would ask what lick marks look like, but I have a toddler, so unfortunately.
I think he described them to me one time as having like a giant wet paintbrush just randomly slopped over it.
Exactly. If anybody has a dog and that dog has ever licked the window in excitement, imagine that that size of a lick times about, maybe four or five.
Cows have huge tongues.
They do.
Just saying.
They do.
Just saying. All right. Thank you so much for story time. We really appreciate it.
Very welcome.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you as well.
See you later, Dean. So moose or bovine licking,
either way,
it could happen to you. So.
Careful out there, friends.
That's our PSA this morning. Forewarned, forearmed.
The royal baby was born on April 23rd. We all know that. Congratulations to the family. It's all very exciting. You got to wonder as a commoner, because like that's what we are, right?
Yeah.
We're commoners.
Commoners.
You got to wonder what it's like to have a newborn as a royal, because, I mean, you'd think that they have like staff making food, doing your laundry, bringing you things.
Taking care of some of it,
right?
You think.
Well, apparently it's still exhausting to have a newborn, because Prince William went to his first official visit or event since the birth of this child,
okay,
which was on Anzac Day, which was April 25th. So his child is now 2 days old at this
yes.
point. And now the royals, I mean, everything is proper.
Yes.
Everything is you
very prim, very proper.
Very proper. So this observance was actually like a big church service. It was, you know, a long service.
Yeah.
He's caught falling asleep during it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So, yeah, and he's trying so hard to stay awake. You can see him just struggling with this, and he's trying so hard. It's not working, dude.
I mean, because that's like a major faux pas for like a royal to fall asleep during some sort of state ceremony.
Unbelievable faux pas. It just goes to show you it does not matter who you are, what your status or lot in life is. Newborns are exhausting, and they rid you of all energy, and yeah,
they just siphon the sleep from
they
you.
They do. And it does not matter if you are royal, if you are not, if you have a newborn in the house, you're exhausted.
Solidarity with William and Kate.
Poor
just
guy.
Like us.
It's good to keep track of your bank accounts.
Yes.
Make sure you aren't overdrawn or nearing that point. Make sure there's not been any errors made in or out of your favor.
Because that does happen.
It does happen. Well, it's happened to a British family of five.
Oh.
And yes, it's actually really bad. They've been forced into poverty after the bank froze all of their accounts when an error left them, get this, $2.1 million overdrawn.
Whatever happened to the Monopoly bank error in your favor and you
right.
like collect 50 bucks?
The family's been forced to go to food banks and live off handouts from friends
wow.
and relatives for nearly a month after a blunder by their bank left them $700,000 overdrawn on each of their three accounts.
Ouch.
Because of the mix-up, the family defaulted on payments for their car, taxes, rent, and phone bills. The bank says it's investigating the matter. Yeah, you think?
I would hope.
I want some prompt resolution.
This is like the guy sending out the missile alert in Hawaii, and it's like, oh, it was a training error or whatever.
Right. This has been going on for a month.
You would think somebody would get on the horn and be like, oh, we've actually made just a bit of a misstep here.
Yeah, you think? I cannot imagine how horrifying. And it's like this story is in like U.S. dollars, not pounds, you know, because
sure.
it's a British family. So I just can't even. I'd be so stressed. I would just live at the bank. I'd be like, I'm not leaving until this is fixed.
Just set up a little pup tent. It's like,
right?
No.
Because, yeah, you got free cookies in the lobby. I'm eating them all.
And also because you're like trying to take my house when I didn't do anything. Come on, British bank.
What a nightmare. Keep track of your accounts, friends.
So, yeah, moral of that story. Definitely balance the checkbook and
keep
your accounts online.
Keep an eye on things, please, because you just never know.
Never assume. Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.